Products like these have become the latest casualty as the international backlash against the New Delhi government grows. Supermarkets in Kuwait are removing Indian-made goods as a way to protest Islamophobia.
Boycotting Indian products is obligatory for every Muslim in every country because this is a matter concerning the Prophet.
The global outcry has prompted Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party to take action against two members accused of making inflammatory comments. National spokeswoman Nupur Sharma has been suspended, while the party's media head in New Delhi, Naveen Kumar Jindal, has been expelled. The BJP says it strongly denounces insults against any religious personalities, as well as ideology that demeans any sect or religion. But critics say the response is too little, too late. Countries in the Gulf region, including Qatar and Iran, have summoned their Indian envoys and demanded a public apology.
Clearly, there is a mutuality of economic interests. There is a mutuality of security interests between India and the Gulf countries. And that interest is shown in the growing relationship between India and the Gulf states. I don't see that is going to go away because of this incident. Also, I think that both India and the Gulf states need to see this in a perspective and contain the fallout.
Several international rights groups have documented the rise in hate speech and violence against minorities since the BJP came to power in 2014. The US State Department draws similar conclusions in its annual report, which was released last week. However, the Indian government has rejected these accusations. Journalist Mohammed Zubair says the BJP had no choice but to take action against the two politicians.
The action now was after 11 days, only because there was some international pressure. I'm sure we've been trending this and we've been asking questions. I mean, for 10 days, there was no response, but then they've been actually encouraging them, supporting them. Only because of this international pressure, I would say there was an action.
Opposition parties have urged the government to take responsibility. They say the BJP's political discourse has made incidents like these commonplace and have now embarrassed India internationally. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.